The new GOP will need to embrace liberty in both the economic and the personal sphere.
Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. We're here at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, as it is known, to see what the grassroots of the party has to say about the future over the divided GOP soul, particularly in the wake of last week's epic filibuster by Rand Paul. You know, you walk into CPAC and you're immediately hit with a bunch of crazy Stand With Rand posters. Ed King, you're behind this. Did the world change after the filibuster blizzard?
I think, if anything, it made people realize the trend that was already occurring, that young people, especially independents and actually mainline Republicans, want a return to the Constitution.
The GOP of old has grown stale and moss-covered.
Do you consider yourself a Republican?
To date, it seems like most of the push for liberty is within the Republican Party, but I wouldn't consider myself a party loyalist.
Actually seeing all these people walking around who would normally, the older crowds, you wouldn't really expect them so much to support Ron Paul. And in the past, unfortunately, although he did have older supporters, it tended to be more of a young crowd. Well, now it seems like everybody supports Rand Paul.
And I ask everyone who values liberty to stand with me.
I really loved his filibuster, but there was at one point where he was saying something like, we're creating more terrorists through our actions. And anytime anybody starts blaming America, it gives me pause.
2.5 years ago, there were a lot of defense hawks saying that Rand Paul isn't one of us when it comes to foreign policy. What's your view on that?
Well, I think he's trying to straddle a bit. To the extent it's a charade and conceals what is really more or less, you know, sort of an isolationist view, that would mean it isn't going to work out, I think. But I'm hopeful that he means it and that there's an opportunity to, you know, work with people like him.
I like Rand Paul a lot, and it's nice to see people having a different view on foreign policy and within the Republican Party, which has been so neoconservative for so many years. I think that there's going to be a change. I do.
Are conservatives reacting differently now? Has there been a shift in the way they respond to law enforcement against prohibition?
Oh, yeah. My first CPAC was 7 years ago, and people did not like me at all. They hated the shirt. They hated the message of less government control in their personal lives, etc. They wanted the government to come into your house and have you enforce the rules. Today, it's a totally different world now, post-Ron Paul, where now everybody under 40 agrees with me right off the bat, and even those over 40 are mostly coming around.
Thank you. God bless America. Thank you.